Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, 8th July 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic and what is happening to Zimbabweans in South Africa, especially those driving long haulage trucks. And also, we are going to look at the July 31st planned demonstrations.
We see, Jonga, that in South Africa, there are some people who are being tormented by South Africans who are demanding their jobs back. They are saying that foreigners are actually occupying most of the jobs, especially in the transport sector. So they are blocking some trucks and all these kind of transport companies from hiring, you know, Zimbabweans, from hiring Mozambicans, and any other person from beside the region or any country. So that's one of the things that we're going to be discussing today. The other thing is we see that coronavirus, COVID-19, cases actually going up in Zimbabwe. As of now, there are 787 cases with 201 people that have recovered, 9 deaths, and at least 81,335 people that have been tested. So we see that the cases of COVID-19 are prevalent among people who are returnees from South Africa, Botswana, and some cases are very local. We saw that recently a high-profile Zimbabwean who was working at Zimra actually passed away, that is Tavanis Banda. And then we see that worldwide, according to the Johns Hopkins University, there are 11,852,102 people who have actually contracted COVID-19, that is worldwide. And then there are 554,736 people that have died. And in USA, almost 3 million, Jumba, 3 million people have suffered COVID-19. And then 131,180 have actually died. So, we have met in Jumba, Kenya, Zani. But we have been in South Africa, in Botswana, we have been in India.
Hongu ndizvo Gibbs nhasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kuSouth Africa kwatinonzwa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zvikuru vari kushanda mumakambani anoita zvekutakura kwezvinhu kana matransport kana kuti magonyeti vari kushungurudzwa nezvizvarwa zvekuSouth Africa kwatinonzwa kuti nezuro kwakanga kusingatofambiki vachivharirwa migwagwa kupisirwa marori avo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zviri kuti makambani emuSouth Africa hafaniri kupinza basa vanhu vasiri zvizvarwa zvemunyika iyi, vanhu vekunze kusanganisira vanobva kuZimbabwe. Todaro tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yechirwere checovid-19, tiri kuona kuti chirwere checovid-19 chiri kuramba ichikura muZimbabwe. Kusvika nemusi wechipiri unove nezuro kwaa kuine vanhu vanokwana kuita 787 kana kuti mazana manomwe nemakumi masere nevanomwe vakabatwa nechirwere ichi mushure mekunge vanhu vaongororwa. Vazhinji vevanhu ava vanhu vari kubva kuSouth Africa nekune dzimwe nyika. Kwoitawo vanhu vanokwana kuita mazana maviri nemumwe chete kana 201 vapora kubva kuchirwere ichi nevanhu vanokwana kuita vapfumbamwe kana kuti 9 vafa nechirwere ichi. Dambudziko hombe riri panyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubva kune dzimwe nyika ndo zviri kunyanyowanikwa zviine chirwere ichi munyika. Kwozoitawo pano nepapo kune vari munyika imomo vari kuwanikwa vaine zvirwere. Kwoitawo imwe nyaya tichabata zvakare Gibbs, inyaya yekuti musi wa31 chikunguru unove musi wa31 mwedzi uno July tiri kunzwa kuti kune kurongwa kwekuratidzira nemapato anopikisa masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu nevamwe vemakereke vari kuti aiwa nyika iri kuramba ichienda kumawere, iri kuramba ichiondongeka dai zvinhu zvagadzirisika. Saka vari kutarisira kuratidzira, kunonzi kuratidzira kwakasimba nevari kuronga kuchaitika munyika yose. Hanzi uori hwanyanya, mitengo yezvinhu iri kungokwira. Nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, kodzero dzevanhu, hurumende iri kupomerwa mhosva yekutyora zvose izvozvo. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura nhasi Gibbs.
Kunjaro ke kunongokanjwa mutonga kuti tizakhuluma njalo ngodaba yanokokwenzakalayo kurangale kune South Africa ukuti kukanyangazani ke abantu bavalelwa emgwaqweni, ikakhulu abantu laba abachayela izimoto ezinkulu. Abantu bawele South Africa bathi sokwanele ukuthi abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe bethole imisebenzi yabo nezinto ezinjalo. Sikhuluma nje kuyavinjwa lapha nalapha, sikhuluma ke labanye abachayela izimota besithi kuzima, kodwa abanye bayenelisa ukudlula dlula. Kuso kwa ke udaba lokuthi ke kula bantu bafuna ukuthengisela kule Zimbabwe. So abantu bathi sokwenele konoke ukuthi izano isibatholise nzima. Ngakho ke isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi ke bekhalele imisebenzi bangene emgwaqweni abangasebenziyo labo bangene emgwaqweni ngaphansi kwaloko kuthiwa hashtag ZANU PF must go. So bathi ZANU sokumele itshaye phansi. So sinhlehla ngokuthi sinabo abanye abaverepresenta izano khonapha njalo sinobaba ovela kuzapho labanye abathiyeneyo. So ke siyabe sixoxe khonapha jonga sibonisana ngokuthi kuyangaphi. So maybe before we engage our guests, you know, there are some people who actually sent us videos. Oh, do that what you've done. Then we can play some of those videos. Or maybe let me try to bring it and see whether we can. Here are some of the people that sent us audios saying a lot about what is going on in Zimbabwe. So listen to what we are saying.
Selokhu ngabuya mnyaka lokho after independent yona lana ka 1980 namanje ngisasebenzela khona ngapha emazweni nakhona ke noma ngithi ngiyabheka nje ukuthi okanye ngaye ekhaya ngizokwenzani abantu bayakhala indlala ibhokile yalanjwa akuna improvement so ke ngisithi kulaba ke abazabetshengisela bakithi igazi lachitheka fanela ngalesikhathi sempi leya sasikhipha ngawumbuso wamakhiwa kwabuya futhi igazi lachitheka sesikhathi futhi lachithwayo sesichise sibulalana khonapho ezweni bakithi siyaxwayisa kakhulu ukuthi ke sengathi umuntu mani noma ngabe usebenzela uhulumende noma kwenzakalani wena uyadla uyasutha kodwa akunakekela impilo zabantu. Please asabelieve man anike niyekele ukubulalana. Hayi ukhulumayo ukhanyani uncube ichagwane khona le esigabeni sakho siwo ePlumtree. Ngiyabonga amen kuleyo ndawo.
Ngombono wami msakazi, le nto ehlelwa zinhlangano loba ngabantu ukuthi ZANU must follow, ngezinye indlela msakazi wami ikahle. Uma sebeyisusile le ZANU embusweni, yiphi inhlangano ezokuza? Ngoba namanje iMDC iyadonselana, omunye udonse siyale, omunye udonse siyale. So into yakhona msakazi kuyafana loba bengayikhipha le party, yona le MDC abayifunayo nakhona msakazi wami bayadonselana, kuyaliwa omunye udonse siyale, omunye udonse siyale. So usize lokuthi sithi into le kahle ngezinye indlela, mina ngombono wami ngiyiboni kahle.
Mina ngibona lesi strike lesi siyaphuza sibili, njalo ngiyazibuza ukuthi why besibeke kachana besenzela ukuthi amasosha azilungise yini namapolisi. Bekungamelanga basise kachana lesi strike, basivele siqale nje kusesemanje, siqale impela. Abantu sebehluphekile, uyazi nxa kunje ungazivuza ukuthi kati uncedo lokuthi abantu babuswe ngumuntu omnyama, nxa umuntu omnyama ehlukuluza omunye umuntu ngendlela nje yini. Uyazi ngesikhathi sikasimitha abantu babesidla besutha, ilizwe likhwabithelwa ngabantu bonke nje, uyazi lilizwe elihle ngesikhathi kusabusa umuntu omhlophe. So ngangcono amabhunu abo azokolonize ngoba abantu bazoba besidla, uyazi into nke yaoba right, bazadevelop ilizwe kunokuthi wena munikazi womuzi uzobusa umuzi abantu babulawa yindlala. Phela into le efana le nto la yenzayo lethatha umhlabathi emabhunwini lingakwazi ukulima nasele zisalela lamafusi enu, nanku amafusi lathatha amapulazi ebantwini ebantwini abamhlophe abalolwazi lokulima, kulincede ngayo.
Fakazi mfakazi we-Studio 7, mina ngufebhi Dube ngisesinampande eBhinga. Sithi hayi bakithi, sesidiniwe ngapha siyahawula thina bantu beZimbabwe. Siyacela sibili ukuthi hayi nxa kuzayenziwa i-strike kumbe imatch, abantu bazavufa kuyachitheka igazi, akudingi enye indlela yokukhulumisana nohulumende lokhona.
Yebona ke ngiyabezwa abantu bathi bona nxa ngakutshengiselwa eZimbabwe kuzachitheka igazi. Kutho ukuthi vele phela uhulumende lo khona usicindezela ngokuthi uthembe ukuthi khona uzachitha igazi. loba kungaze kube njani uzachitha igazi. Mina ngibona ukuthi kuyinto enhle uhulumende kazama ukuthi azisise inhlupho yesihlangana nabantu emhlabeni. Akonta pho nguwomela nje senze ukuthi uza kwethusela abantu ngokuchitha igazi. Hayi lokhu kulobunzima elizweni lethu leZimbabwe bakithi sicela uNkulunkulu angenele. Ngoba amakhosi la sibusa yabusa ngokuchitha igazi. Mina ngambonde ngaba ngamakhosi akhethwe nguNkulunkulu impela ngoba sibili abantu abafuna ukubusa abantu ngendlela eqondileyo. Angiyeke babusa abantu ngokuchitha igazi. Qede futhi besuke lapho kusasa bethi bona bafuna ukuvotelwa. Bona sebechithe igazi labantu. Hayi into eyenziwa iZanu PF bakithi ayibusisi. Amboni lokuthi uNkulunkulu uyayithanda sibili. Amboni lokuthi ukukhulumayo uMampofu ngilapha koBulawayo. Ngiyabonga. Ngilapha koBulawayo.
Yeah, so these are some of the people, Jonga, that actually sent us messages on our WhatsApp number, +1 202 465 0318. So everyone is free to send messages on that platform. So there you are. Some of the people are saying, well, it's good to protest, but others are actually opposing it. One of the people is saying, what is going to happen if ZANU-PF leaves? Who's going to take over because there is a fight between the two big MTCs. So, so people are really questioning some of these kind of motives. And then at the end of the day, there's one who said, of course, ZANU-PF has ruled for a long time, and of course, they've completely ruined the country. But the problem is, people fear that they can be killed when they go onto the streets. So, kumenjalo, Jonga.
Ongu gives indizo so, ndo mamiru wakaita zinu. Wano wakawanda, watukuta uronau, warukuta waramashoko iwe kuti, wakapinda mugwagwa. Chichinu zoita kuti, vangewa ine chivimbiso. Kana assurance, hunzi, wanengwa wakachengete zeka, kuti kuratizira kwa gambe itika, makorea pura. Wanu wakawanda, wakakuwazwa, kwa karasikirwa wamwe ne upenyu, mshiri mkunge wamwe wapurwa ne mauto. Takazo wana muna 2018, muna August, mshiri mesaruzo, wanu wakaratizira, wamwe wakapurwa, wamwe wakakuwara, zitoro shaka pazwa, nishume shaka daro, shaka zetika, shakare muna January wa 2019. Saka ndopa taku zine wamwe tika pinda wa mkwagwa, atisangane reyo shakare ni shaka mboi tika mkwaza pura. Ase warukuronga kuratizira, gibs. Waruta uraewe kuti aiwa tirukuronga kuita uku murunyararo kuratizira. Tirukueza kuti tinge tichuana iyo wamwe wano warukuronga kuratizira. Iko kuku kuti wapinde mchurongwa tatumira mashoko wane kufonera wa Jacob Ngaro Vume. Wanoye mkuru kana mtungamiri webato re-transform Zimbabwe. Kuti wanga wachipinda mchurongwa. Awasatu watipindura kuti wawo na ere message nukuti phone yao haisi kubatika. Tirikuweza shakari kutitinge tine wemangwe mapato kusanganisira vezanu PF tukeza kubata wa register rumbira kutuwanga wachipinda mchurongwa wambo nchumira message yes jinez wachitaura utewanenga warikita damu zikure kutuwa pinde mchurongwa
yes usefiki the collaborators kusango we are happy that he's around now so now I think our guests are lined up right now we've got Mr. Vusumuz Swanda who is in South Africa Washington Jamela in Chicago he belongs to ZAPU and then of course Regis Musango. So we'll start the ball rolling, Jonga. Maybe let's go to Mr. Regis Musango. Or maybe the guys, maybe like ZAPU, who are actually maybe part of this kind of
protest. The opposition. First, yeah. Maybe we can start from the opposition. Then Mr. Charumbira will
react to what the opposition says. So let's get to the ZAPU representative here in Washington. Mr. Jamela, there are these proposed protests. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm happy to be here on the program, and thank you very much for linking up with me and to come and represent the voice of the party, the mother party, actually. We welcome the people that deciding to say, to finally see the light that enough is enough. For us as ZAPU, we actually, I want to show you something real quick, you know, for those who can see me. On our ZAPU calendar here, we have August 1963 as the Great Betrayal Day. We mark that day. That's the day when ZANU-PF was formed, when they broke away from ZAPU. So basically, we've been saying ZANU-PF must go since 1963, you know. So the fact that other people are now beginning to see that and feel that way, we actually welcome that, because it's been long, long, long past due. This is a party that has committed, the first thing that they did when they came into power was to commit a genocide against our people. And the impoverished country, they mismanage the economy, they are corrupt. They are everything you can imagine, ZANU-PF, every bad thing you can imagine government doing, ZANU-PF has done. So it's really amazing to me that they managed to hang around for so long, despite all the evil things that they have done since they came into existence. So we definitely welcome the opening of the eyes and the people thinking that it is time. Indeed, it is time for ZANU-PF to go, and it has to go. For those people that are worried about what's going to happen, you know, when ZANU-PF goes, that's neither here nor there. You know, first of all, people need to learn to remove a government. That's the first thing. Learn to remove a government. Whoever comes in next, you will be able to remove it, you know, that government also, if they are not doing what they're supposed to do as a government. So people must not be afraid to remove the government because they don't know what's going to come. It's a very it's a beginning. It's a start. You have to learn to do that very basic thing, which is remove a government. Peacefully remove a government.
Constitutionally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, peacefully.
Thank you so much. Okay, let me bring on Chonga Kanemiri. Maybe he's got some questions for the next guest. Chonga?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can first throw a question to Mr. Jamela, where he said they've been saying ZANU-PF must go since 1963 when ZANU-PF was formed. I think the formation of other parties, that's democracy in a country. I don't know why they would say ZANU-PF should not have been formed since 1963. But what people say are fighting against is what ZANU-PF is doing as a government. And whichever party that will come into power should not emulate what ZANU-PF is doing at the moment. Maybe, I don't know whether, if you can respond to that.
Yes, Mr. Jamela, the floor is yours.
I was trying to type a message, Uti. I cannot hear Mr. Jonga.
Yeah, what you're saying is, you know, there's this issue that you guys are saying you wanted ZANU-PF to go from the time it was formed. So why did you want it to be, you know, to go at that time? And now, because democracy is all about having many parties in a given state. So he says, why are you then insisting that you've been saying ZANU-PF must go for all these years? Formation.
Right. So you I hope everybody that's listening is able to understand that we are saying ZANU-PF must go, not democracy must go, not multi-party system must go. It is ZANU-PF that has to go. Mm-hmm. It is the way ZANU-PF was formed right from the beginning. That was a betrayal of what ZAPU was trying to accomplish for Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF betrayed the very essence of the liberation struggle right from the beginning. You do not build a country by dividing people. This started from right all the way back from its inception. So that's why they have to go. Their track record after independence speaks for itself. They can never be a party so bad at governance as ZANU-PF has been to Zimbabwe. Never. It's impossible. It really is. I cannot imagine, you know, anyone, any new party that can come along today and be as bad as ZANU-PF has been. So for that reason and many other ones, ZANU-PF has to go. Then they have to go as yesterday.
Yes. Then some of the Chongas, we say, oh, my angel, just yet.
Yes, maybe we can bring in Va Vusango Charumbira. vacharumbira mazwa zvataurwa nava Jamela vataurayo kuti kubva papinda Zanu PF 1963 ichibva muzapo vanga vakangotarisira Zanu PF inofanira kunge ichienda kusvika iye nhasi and chikuru chakaita kuti vakurudzire kuti inge ichienda zvakaitika zvakaitika after independence mushure mekuwana kuzvitonga kuzere zvakaitika mumatunhu akaita Matabeleland neMidlands munoti vacharumbira.
Right, let me bring in Charumbira. Just hold on, Charumbira. Yes. Charumbira, go ahead, sir. I think apparently I cannot hear him. Charumbira, can you hear me? But here we cannot. You can cut and come back. I think we hear him when he cuts and comes back. So, unfortunately, his mic is muted. So, try that, then you come back. So, let's get to the other guest, Chonga. So that Charumbira will try to activate his mic. I think his mic is muted. So now let's go to Vusi Moses Panda. Let's hear what he's saying about some of these things. So Vusi Moses Panda, can you hear me? Hello, Vusi Moses Panda, can you hear me, sir? Apparently I can see him, but he's not responding. So maybe he has got a slight challenge. Chonga, what is going on? Charumbira, kumbe singamthola, kumbe. Just hold on. Mr. Charumbira, can you hear me, Charumbira? Yeah, but here we cannot hear you. So what I'll do is I'll call you so that, yes. I know that people may be hearing you, but I can't hear you. So I think we've got a slight challenge here. Just hold on. Yeah, now I think I can hear him now. Charumbira, can you hear me now? Oh, I think he was there, but he has just gone. I was hearing him now, but then he had some bit of a challenge. So, guys, I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Singanisile challenge yama i-audio. Baba Sibanda, uyasizwa? Hello Sibanda. Yeah, kukhanya ngazani sile nkinga yama-audio. So sathi ubaba Sibanda simfonele kodwa manje sizwa ukuthi uyasizwa yini. So-ke yeah siyakuzwa but ithathela kathana. Yeah, okay, sesikuzwa khona manje. So Sibanda, yeah, sesikuzwa baba. So singaqhubeka khona. Ubona njani udaba lolo? Yeah, singaqhubeka.
Mina ngiyanizwa ngakho ukuthi okay. Udaba olokuteleka esikubona kusenzakala eSouth Africa akulona udaba olusha. Udaba oluqale ukuba nzima kakhulu kuzizalwane ezibuya ngaphandle kweSouth Africa ngonyaka ophelile. Luholwa kakhulukazi iqembu labantu elizibiza nge-All Truck Drivers Foundation. Laba bantu laba baye baguquka bangena kwezepolitiki makuyophela unyaka ngonyaka ophelile. Esikubona kusenzakala ukuthi uhulumeni akakathathi izinyathelo ezifaneleyo ukuze ukuhlaselwa kwabantu bokuza kuphele. Ngoba abantu bokuza lapho abathola umsebenzi iningi labo ngabantu abanamaphemithi othola ukuthi yilawa awama-dispensation njengabantu ababuya kwelaseZimbabwe nakweLesotho ne-Angola. Kube sokusiba kanye nabanye futhi njalo abantu othola ukuthi banama-asylum kumbe ama-refugee status. Sike sezwa isikhulumeli ATDF namhlanje sithi laba bantu kayisiyo ma-scarce skills. Ngokwesekela mthetho salapha eSouth Africa, bonke labo bantu abanelungelo lokuba lapha eSouth Africa kabadingi i-scarce skills ngoba sebenalo ilungelo lokuba lapha. Uma amaphepha abawaphethe ebagunyaza ukuthi basebenze engababeki mhlawumbe njengala ama-general permit ukuthi umuntu usuke eyithole ukuthi ngiyokuba u-teacher kumbe mhlawumbe into ethile, kuthi bavumelekile ukuthi basebenze kulezi ndawo. Ibundlobongela kumbe ukungathandi ukulandela umthetho okwenza abantu bathatha umthetho bawufaka ezandleni zawo bahlasela abantu bokuza. Ikuhluleka ukulandela umthetho esidinga ukubona kusenzakala yikuthi sidinga ukubona ungqongqoshe wamaphoyisa kanye namaphoyisa besebenza ndawonye bebopha laba bantu abephula umthetho.
Yeah, can you say that in Shona? Go ahead, sir.
Zvatiri kuona zvichiitika muno muSouth Africa inyaya yekuti vanhu vari kurova vanhu uye vari kuuraya vanhu. Ibato revanhu rinonzi All Truck Drivers Foundation avanhu vakatanga vachishanda kunge union kuzoti gore rapera ndokubva vachinja vakazviregistra sepolitical party. Zvavari kuita zvekuratidza kuti havazivi mutemo, nekuti mutemo unoti munhu wese ari muSouth Africa ane kodzero yekuti ave munyika yeSouth Africa, chero ari chizvarwa cheimwe nyika. Sevanhu veZimbabwe vakatakura vane mapemiti aya emaZEP, nevanhu vekuLesotho nevanhu vekuAngola, uye nevanhu vane maasylum nemarefugee, vanotenderwa kuti vatsvage basa munyika muno. Chero as long as permiti yaakatakura o yaanoshandisa isiri iye akanyorwa kuti anofanirwa kuti ashande chete kana kuti zateacher, asi iri iyo inomutendera kuti ashande chero kupi. Ivo vanotaura kuti vanotaura ATDF vanoti aiwa vanhu ava vanofanirwa kushanda mumabasa emascarce skills, kana kuti mabasa aya anoda vanhu vane kudzidza kumwe kuri special. Hazvizi zvatiri kuona zvifanirwa kuitika muno. Tongoona chete kuti minista wemapurisa havasi kunyanzoita basa ravo nemamwe maministers, chero including vekulabor vacho, nekuti vanhu vari kutotyora mutemo. Tinofanira kuitika iko zvinoti vanhu vanofanirwa kusungwa, ende tinoziva nekuti naivo vanoziva kuti vanhu vari kuita izvi vanhu veATDF, nekuti tiri kuona mamesaji avo musocial media vakatakura pfuti vachidhura, vachirova vanhu, vachituka vanhu, vachidaidza vanhu nemazita okuti makwerekwere. Asi hatizi kuona mapurisa achivasunga, nekuti muSouth Africa tine chinonzi equality court inotarisa nekodzero dzevanhu, kuti pane vanhu vanotaura zvinhu kana kuti vanopronounsa mashoko anoratidza kuti vanoruvengo, vanhu ivavo vanofanirwa kusunga. Ndosaka patiriko zvino tinoda kutarisira kuti titaudzane neSouth African Human Rights Commission kuti vadaidzwe kuSouth African Human Rights Commission, nekuti madaidzwa kunze ari kutyora kodzero dzavo.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me bring on Chonga Kanemeri. Chonga?
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think for many Zimbabweans, they are not sure whether there is a representative organization or an organization that represents Zimbabweans. Can Dr. Swanda respond to that? Is there an organization that represents Zimbabweans only, so that when they have problems like they are facing now, they know where to go? I know you have this African Diaspora Forum, but you know it covers all the countries in Africa. Is there a specific organization for Zimbabweans?
Okay, let me bring him on. Dr. Swanda, go ahead. Dr. Swanda, can you hear me? Go ahead, Dr. Swanda.
Yes, thank you very much. Indeed, there is an organization that is called Zimbabweans United. Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Should I proceed?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. There is an organization that represents Zimbabweans, mainly, and that is an organization called Zimbabweans United for Progress. There is a website, I think you know, that goes under that name, a Facebook page and Twitter page. And it's an organization that also affiliates to the African Diaspora Forum, which has been very instrumental, especially during the COVID period, in facilitating assistance, you know, to Zimbabweans, including issues that relate to, you know, scholarships for children that are having problems, you know, with their education, or people that are being attacked. And we are actually encouraging that a lot of people, you know, that come to us direct, we even facilitate that, you know, the ZUFP can basically deal with them, because it focuses mainly on Zimbabweans on various issues that relate to development. And it has also had a meeting with the ambassador and the consulates here in South Africa to ensure that when, you know, people go to the embassy or to the consulate where they need the civic society services, they can be directed to this organization.
Yes, certainly we can hear you. So let's switch over to Mr. Washington Jamela. In terms of what is happening in Zimbabwe, with people planning to, you know, stage peaceful protests. So now when we look at these peaceful protests, Baba Jamela, abanye abayisabayo ukuthi abantu bangagangadwa, abantu bangabulawa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abake babulawa baze betshengisela emgwaqweni. Kusanda kwenza ukhetho, kwabuya-ke ngesikhathi laphana sokukhuphulwe intengo yamafutha ezimota. So kuyini okungavimba-ke ukuthi amasosha adubula abantu xa kuthi bengakwenza khonokho?
Into yokuqala, Dube, ibuyela kukhona lokho ukuthi izano sifuna ukuthi ikhutshelwe khona lokho okujoyo ukuthi iyadubula abantu, iyabulalisa abantu. So ukuthi namanye amazwi ilizwe laseZimbabwe alila nkululeko, alikamtholi uzibuse nenkululeko, lenkululeko eqondileyo. Ngoba ukutshengisela kwabantu akusilona icala, kubhalwe ku-constitution yaseZimbabwe, yona ngokwayo esebenzayo manje. Kulilungelo labantu ukuthi batshengisele ma bengajabuli ngemisebenzi kahulumende. Kodwa-ke uhulumende weZanu, ngobubi beZanu, into yokuqala ayicabangayo ukuthi abulala abantu. Into yokubulala vele baqale nayo kudala. Yikho sithi iZanu PF must go. Asithi ukuthi APA must go, MDC must go, or whatever other party must go. Sithi iZanu PF. Sitholo bona ububi babo abantu beZanu PF abakhokhelayo. So abantu balungile besabe ngoba babhekane lesitha selizwe. IZANU yisitha selizwe. Singazi siqambe namanga sizama ukuthini okusalayo ama results emisebenzi yabo sonke siyayazi. Sinabantu kule ngaphandle thina esiku diaspora ngaphandle lapha sinabantu asebebaleke elizweni lakibo 3-4 times. Bakhona abantu abasuke ngabo 70s besiya ku-exile.
Mm-hmm.
Babuyela eZimbabwe ngo-1980. Kwaqala sokubusa iZanu besithi hayi ilizwe elikhuleke ukuthi sibuyele ekhaya. Babuyela ngo-1980. Babaleka futhi sebetshisela imizi, sebebulawa, sebethrethenwa. Kwaba le unity accord le ka-1987. Babuyela njalo futhi abantu laba ekhaya. Bazobalekiswa indlala nakho konke okunye okwenzakala kuleyani lizwe. So ke uyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso engakwaziyo ukubusa ilizwe ngendlela eqondileyo.
Cela ufake just 1 minute ngesikhiwa khonokho.
So what I was saying is people have a genuine reason to be afraid. In as much as they want ZANU-PF have gone, they definitely have a genuine fear that has been instilled, you know, in them by ZANU-PF since the beginning of since independence in 1980. I was referring to, we have a number of people here in the diaspora that have been in and out of Zimbabwe, that have run out of Zimbabwe at least three times. That's a terrible thing, to run away from your own country. Three times in one's lifetime. We have people that ran away and, you know, maybe they didn't run away. They went to exile, they joined the liberation struggle, you know, but the bottom line is they left the country in the 70s. They went back in 1980. They had to run again from a black government when they were being killed, their homes destroyed, their livelihood threatened. They ran away. They had to go to exile again in the early 80s. They went back again after 1987, hoping that maybe ZANU-PF has come, you know, to his senses. But alas, they had to run again, you know. So that cannot be a good party at all. That cannot be a good government. You cannot have people running away from their countries that many times in one's lifetime. That's a terrible, terrible thing.
Thank you very much. Jonga, maybe you've got something to say now.
Ngondofunga tingaedza kumboti tinzwe kuti vacharumbira vakukwanisa rongo vachipinda muchirongwa
I'm calling right now.
Mhm. Ndachitira kuti vapindure vangafunga kuti tiri kuramba tichingopa vajamela mukana.
So hoti kumfonele ngizamufona ngocingo sizokuti luyangena yini. Hold on kona bojonga. So umnumzana Vusango ubandlala ZANU-PF. So kwezama ukuthi angene konapha-ke kuhlelo ukuthi sixoke laye, kodwa-ke ubengena kuhlelo aphinde aphume, singazi ukuthi sizamthola kumbe hathi, kodwa siyamzama konapha-ke ukuthi size ukuthi angathini. So-ke lapho udaba esikhuluma ngalo sulu namhlanje udaba oluyathemeke kakhulu, kodwa kaye bazane angene ukuthi so-ke
nikothinirwa Gibbs, nikothinira zataurwa navajamela vataura mashoko akakhomba ekuti kubva 1980 Tingati kune vanhu vakanga vari kunze, vakanga vambobuda zvavo munyika, vakadzoka kuZimbabwe 1980. Vanhu vati gare gare kwakaitika nyaya dzegukura hundi, vamwe vakamanikidzika kutiza zvakare kubva kumisha yavo, vakabuda munyika, vakaenda kune dzimwe nyika mudiaspora. Vakazoti zvinhu zvati gadzikane zvishoma, gukura hundi yapera, vamwe vakadzoka kumusha, vagaragara zvakare kwakabva kwaita matambudziko, ndobva vamwe vabuda. Kwakazoita kusainirana kweUnity Accord 1987, vanhu vakafunga zvinhu zvanaka, vakadzoka kumusha. Vadzokawo kumusha kwakazoita zvakare mamwe matambudziko, vanhu vanopikisa vachitanga kushungurudzwa, vamwe vakatiza. Vari kutaura kuti kune vanhu vakawanda vari kungoti vanogara vakasungirira magumbeze kuitira kubuda munyika nekudzoka. Zvinhu zvisina kunaka izvozvo, vanhu vanofanira vachiwana kusununguka nekugadzikana.
Sezvamuti semupinde futi ke umnumzana lapa uvusango, sezvekuti uyangena injonga kumbe asozisenerese kuti timtole. So ke esise kuti nje abuyeze kwenza lapha ekuti akhulume ngokuti ke kuhamba njani. Kuto ke mbona zani sesitole ubaba uJoseph Chuma webandla leZanu PF, sesimtolile khonapha ecingweni. Baba Chuma, ungawutshona njani? Sitshone kakhulu Chuma, ye. So akutho ke golide ukuthi ubona kwakho sibili all this that is going on, ubona njani abantu befuna ukuthi bangene emgwaqweni betshengisele labanye abantu lapha abezapho abanye abathize ukuthi sikhulume ngodaba lolo, ubona njani kwakho lapho?
Unfortunately azuzelihlale kakhulu lawo kodwa engathiyanga ukushilo nje ukuthi kona isisekelo sombuso i-constitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma ukuthi abantu benze kunoba bafuna ukwenza, kodwa sikwenza sikhangele umuma esikiwo wona umuma omuma singaduduzana sithi hhayi laba sibenze lo laba benze lokwana, kodwa azikhangele nje umakhelwane lapha eSouth Africa eduzulu la abantu sokuba bamba njani, sokuba bulala njani kulontoloko. Sikwenze siqaphele into ezinjalo, njalo futhi sikhangele ukuthi bona kanti sesehlulekile yini ubana zikhulumisane kuzeza zikhulumisane. Sokugcwele izizondano lapha-ke lakithi eZimbabwe, abantu abasakhangelani kuhle, kodwa sikhohlwa futhi khonapha esikhona khona. Akula muntu ongenasihlobo across i-divide yonke yepolitiki leyo. Mina ngenze isihlobo sami naso kwe-bhesi, naso kuzaphi, naso kumabambo, naso wherever, and soke sinjalo. So kanti-ke kuyina sokwezinto esizona lethu iqele ukuthi nasesihleke ukuthi sibonisane sikhulumisane, sihlale phansi sinikane imbono, ngoba ama-actua akhumele kona akunamuntu onembono oqele two ideas. And therefore kutshengisa ukuthi kona wonke umuntu umfuze ukuthi ngabe siyabonisana, sihlale phansi sikhangelisane, wonke umuntu abithi imbono yakhe etafuleni, sisebenze ngento ekhona. Le into yokuthi kona kuhlele ukuthi kona this must go, this must go, kufana lento le ekhulunywa ngumkomo ukuthi into yokuthi ipasi naniki, ipasi naniki, or ukuthi ipasi ifuna ukubulala phela, ufuna ukubulalelana. So kana sekukhona mgabe must go, and then what is hambi? Kana sekukhona mgabe must go, and then what is hambi? What have you proffered as a solution ukuthi kona right that is lapha sizobona kele lapha indawo esiza ngaso? I-opposition party nxa ikhona is there to be isenza ama-checks and balances of i-government eyabe khona khonapho. Have we done that? Sesikwenzile kwehlula na? Have we proffered solution ukuthi hayi kanti ngabe sikwenzela okuzakwenza so na? Have we brought up ama-evidences yezinto lezi eze-corruption ezikhumayo enough ukuthi kube ne-prosecution kwento ebambekayo na? Yonke into leyinto umuntu ngabe siyayikhangela singakarizothi ukuthi nasokulokuzwa, but nxa usenza peacefully ukhangele imithetho e-COVID abona ukuthi wenze wrong. Into ezaba wrong ukuthi kona nxa sufuna ukuxhasa ukuthi izinto sokulinyazwa nasokwenza njalo khona kubana kuba wrong, ngoba izihlobo zikazo across divide, and angisho muntu ongafuna ukufisa ukubona igazi lichitheka noma ngelikabani nje, igazi le eqakathekile kakho kumele bokuchithwa nje ngezizathu ezingelangqondo ezingelakhanda. Into eqakathekile asikhipheli nzondo Themba, siyakhipha inzondo sasiyinkingeni kathi wa-clouded ubona kwethu ngoba sizondile vele awusenanto omunye oyitshoyo khonapha ngikhuluma. So uzabuza omunye uzawethithisa khonapha hawu uyahlanyalo he uzobe uyahla angidli lutho, kodwa mina ngikhuluma ukuthi kona vele inzondo ayisathi yapha yakha, kodwa into engakha luthando inbutinazi kuphela.
Yes, solubani usikiwa khonokho-ke golide.
Right. I was just saying that in summary, because unfortunately I cannot stay long. Yes, the calls for this demonstration on the 31st of July, but I would really want to say that are we really doing this out of conviction, out of necessity, or we're just doing it because of the impulse of anger, the hate that we are so much full of nowadays, so much that we are failing to understand and recognize that we all are related in one way or the other. I've got relatives that are in NPC, I've got relatives that are in ZAPO, I've got relatives that are in almost all the other political parties. And so why are we hating so much that we are now even failing to come to a negotiating table and talk and put facts? Look, I will tell you, definitely there's one thing that people should know. No one will never have a monopoly on ideas. ZANU-PF cannot claim to have all the brilliant ideas, and neither can MPC do the same thing. So what really we need as a country now is to remove that spirit of anger and embrace the spirit of knowing that Zimbabwe is for us all, and we owe it to it, to develop it, to proffer solutions for it, to prosper. We cannot do otherwise. Otherwise, we will be guilty by the next generation of having neglected and actually brought this thing to a standstill. We need a Dube to, instead of being angry, clear that anger, see more clearly, and sit down and say, what do you have that is going to bring Zimbabwe and move it forward? And we bring those things together. The Mnangagwa regime is just 2 years. 2 years is too little a time. Look at even Rwanda. The president there, Kagame, it took him 25 years to bring Rwanda to where it is today. Look at China, look at Malaysia. You can name so many other countries. It is not going to happen overnight, but the common denominator of all these countries is that everybody pulled together. Look at Kenya right now. Odinga and President Kenyatta are working together despite being opposition themselves, but they are working together for the prosperity of Kenya.
Yes.
This is what we need to see happening here. We need to see Nero and the President
Kenyatta
of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Mr. Chuma, ZANU-PF has been in power for 40 years. You are comparing it to Rwanda for 25 years. And ZANU-PF still needs more time to bring things together?
You must remember that the ZANU-PF that you are talking about, which is 40 years, was ZANU-PF that was led by the late former...
No, Mr. Chuma. If
we are the same people, the same ZANU-PF is the one that calls for people to actually be
no, ZANU-PF
we have seen that
wrong
modeling of actually worshipping somebody to a point that would not question their reason. But the new administration of President Mnangagwa is just 2 years now.
Mr. Chuma, I disagree with you.
Americans were not allowed here. That guy was just blunt about it. But this one is come to say, let's re-engage, let's engage, let's talk, let's do everything. So they're doing everything to try and make this thing,
you know,
and we just need to give them a chance and be together. Let's
what, you know what is going to happen, Gibbs? Gibbs, I hope Mr. Jamila is also listening to this conversation.
Yes, because I want him
to respond. But what is going to happen? If ZANU-PF has this mentality that after so many years, a new leader comes in and then they say, we are a renewed party or we are a new party, or what? They will remain in power forever using that technicality. ZANU-PF is ZANU-PF. When former President Robert Mugabe left, ZANU-PF maintained the offices, they maintained everything, which means it's the same party that President Mugabe was leading. I don't know what Mr. Jamila can say about this, but I don't think that is a good thing.
Yes,
but the point is that it's not about ZANU-PF being in power or anybody being in power. It's about right things being done, whether by MPC, whether by ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is that institution that has got people that will revolve and evolve. I was young in the 40 years, that you're talking about. I was probably 1 year old or probably I was 3 years old by then. But today I'm here, I'm central committee of Zanda than what those people back then did. So it's not about an institution, it's about everybody coming together collectively. Like I say, let's remove the hate of hating people and say, What am I doing for Zimbabwe? What are you doing for Zimbabwe? And that's where we should start from. So it's not about ZANU-PF. It's not about MPC. Why would you want ZANU-PF to be out of power or be in power? It's about saying, what are we doing? The right thing that we should do. Are we doing it? Are we doing the right thing for Zimbabwe to move forward?
I think Gibbs,
yes, Mr. Chuma,
you can bring in Mr. Jamila.
Mr. Jamila, yes. Before Chuma, of course, Mr. Jamila, you're listening. What Mr. Chuma said.
Mr. Chuma, he sounds really good. Unfortunately, everything that he said, I mean, literally everything, is incorrect. You know, he may sound convincing to people that do not know what ZANU-PF is about, what ZANU-PF has done. If you, you know, you come from Mars, perhaps you might listen to Mr. Chuma and think, wow, that sounds reasonable. You know, what's wrong with this? But the problem with that is everything that he has said, ZANU-PF cannot even do. His ZANU-PF cannot sit down and listen to anyone. They have never done that to anyone. They have never taken an idea. They have never accepted advice. They have never stopped being ZANU-PF since their inception. We were in ZANU-PF. You know, ZAPU went into a unity accord in 1987. We had ZAPU ideas. We had all things that ZAPU stood for. None of those things were ever listened to. That's why I'm telling you today that ZANU-PF has to go. It has to go, not because, you know, it's another political party, but it has to go because they failed. They've done some horrible things. Horrible things. He is talking about we have to consider, you know, COVID-19 consequences if we're out there on the streets, you know, protesting and stuff like that. It sounds like a reasonable excuse. I understand that. But unfortunately, that's just a cover for what they're going to try and do before July 31st. It's just a cover. We know that people are dying, you know, from hunger. They're dying from everything that ZANU-PF has imposed on people. Believe me, COVID-19 will kill far less people than ZANU-PF has killed to this day. I mean, people, you were talking to a guest in South Africa that is talking about truckers being in trouble, threatened, and all that kind of stuff. That is purely on ZANU-PF. Those people did not need to be there. But ZANU-PF is making them, you know, go there. I'm here. I'm in the U.S. right now. I would rather be at home, you know, looking after my parents and looking after my cattle and all that kind of stuff. But I cannot. I cannot. So do not be fooled by, somebody sounding good. Look at the actions. Look at the actions. They are ready. They are ready for violence against people. He's talking about hatred. Hatred against who? Who hates who? There's nobody who has ever attacked ZANU-PF. Believe me. Nobody, no other party has gone out and harmed ZANU-PF, you know, supporters, ZANU-PF government. Nobody has ever done that. The hate comes from ZANU-PF or is directed at ZANU-PF because of the things that they do, the things that they've done, the lessons that they have not learned. So you cannot come here and talk about hate. We don't hate other parties. We don't hate other people. Nobody is preaching hate here. People react. They react to hate. They react to actions that have been, you know, directed at them. They react to things that ZANU-PF has failed to do. That's all they're saying. They're saying it's time to leave, walk away, disappear, be gone. ZANU-PF must go.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jamila. Chonga, maybe you've got a follow-up question or any other thing? Because Chuma wants to go right now. So, he was going to be here for only 5 minutes, so he wants to leave.
Vangu tsa nangurawa nesho na mashoka vangu wachikurukura. Nakuti wana watakura kizira msoa teto wana warukuti ZANU-PF yako ndika nakutonga kwe makure makumimana. Ngai chiba, zinu zishanduke. Ndongu da watu wachumu watawari mashoka vangu wachitawara ne ndebele nechirungu watawara nesho.
Iye, kuluma hasipa nge uvesu sambela kuleti. Kama mshanba.
Angisazu wanga kute, ama amara zizavu.
Ye, ubesithi ukhulume kwathi ukhuluma ngesitshona ngamafutshane. So lapha ke uJamela University okwenzakalayo ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF kalizake lihlaselwe ngabantu, lona yile lihlasela abantu. So ke kufake ngesishona khonokho ngamafutshane Juma bese sihambela ba.
Right, seza nangani chimbotaura ndambo zvitaura muchirimu rechindere nechirungu kuti iyi handiyo nguva yekuti tikakavadzana kuti anogona ndiani asingagoni ndiani. Iyi inguva yekuti dai isu sevana veZimbabwe tambobvisa ruvengo rwazara mukati medu, totarisa nyika iyi inonzi Zimbabwe, titarise nemuono wokuti toita sei kuti tiite bundutso kwairi izvezvi, tiite ite beta kuitira vana vedu vanhu vachazotevera mashure vava neZimbabwe yakanyatsorongeka. Kurongeka uku kunobva kuti hapana ane njere dzinogona kuti dzigadzise zvinhu zvese ari woga. Takutoda kuti munhu wese ngatiuye tibatane, tishande pamwe chete tichibatsirana kuti zvinhu zvifambe. Yes, tinogona kuti tioda kuratidzira musvatsekuratidzirai, asi tichiratidzira kuti zvozoita sei. Tanga taita here miono yedu tose pamwe chete zvikaramba here. Ende apa futi hatisi kuona here nyaya dziri kuitika dzeCOVID-19 uku. Tarisai kunoku panext job yedu paSouth Africa panapa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika nenyaya iyi. Tarisai kunyika idzodzi dzine mari yakawanda, dzine masystems ari kushanda vana Italy naAmerica, maskiro ari kuita vanhu ikoko. Hatinei nehanya nazve here, tiringoda kuti tingopinda apa, tangopinda neshunguzo. Asi ini ndaiona kunge bundutso riripo, ende riripo pakuti tikagara pasi tose. Hapana munhu pana pasina hama isirimo muMPC kana kuZANU-PF kana kuZapu kana kuti tese tine hama ikoko. Saka zvinoreva kuti tinogona kutigadzisa nekugara pasi tichionesana, tichipanana mazano kusvikira zvanaka, kusvikira zvinhu zvafamba. At least now with the new president apinda vamunangagwa vatitira kudaiwa ndine nzeve dzakavhurika, ndinoraudza munhu wese uyai titaurira nezvo. Saka zvaramba here? Kune munhu auya akati ndaisa muono wangu, hapana munhu aura kutora here? Titangire ipapo. Kana kusina, ngatidzokerei ta patafura titaurisane, tichibatsirane kuti zvinhu zviite sei. Fambe because nyika ndeyedu, hapana munhu achazotigadzira nyika ino.
Thank you very much, Chuma. Sibongile kakhulu. So asihambela mutomutari ungatena kusasa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bye bye.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So Joga, I think Charumbira is back. Let him finish what Chuma started. So
yes, but remember we still have Dr.
I think he was cut off somehow.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I wanted him to chip in because there are many South Africa people, there are many Zimbabweans in South Africa who are saying they are ready to go back to Zimbabwe to join the 31st July demonstrations. Maybe you can bring in Mr. Charumbira.
Yes, okay. So Mr. Charumbira, can you hear me? Yes, Charumbira's mic today is giving us problems. But I know some people can hear him, but we cannot hear him in the studio. So let's try to fix that problem. So we're going to call you right now, Mr. Charumbira, and then talk to you. So Jamela, what can you say could be achievements? Or maybe, you know, there are so many objectives of this protest. Some people are saying MTC parties are very, very fragmented at the moment. And then when you look at ZAPU, it's a little bit invisible. You know, when you look at other parties too, they're not active. So what will happen if let's say, ZANU-PF goes on 31st of June?
I'll go back to my point that I raised earlier. People should not even concern themselves by what happens when ZANU-PF goes. Zimbabwe is full of very intelligent people that, given, if you take the arms of war away from them, where they can operate and do what is right, they are very capable. They'll be able to fix Zimbabwe just like that. Without ZANU-PF, without any party, it's really not so much about party right now. It's about ideas. It's about the right ideas governing the country, not so much the individual of Mnangagwa. I couldn't be bothered about the individual of Mnangagwa. I care about the ZANU-PF system, the ZANUism that has infected the country, the way things are done is absolutely wrong. So they have to go. They have to go. You do not stop putting out the fire because you're worried what's going to happen after you put out the fire. You put out the fire, and then you figure things out after the fire is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So people should stop worrying about what happens tomorrow. If ZANPF goes, we'll figure it out. We are very capable. We have been stopped by ZANPF, you know, from building this country. ZANPF has been the impediment ever since 1980. Without ZANPF, Zimbabwe would be further along, so far ahead that you wouldn't believe it. But it's also their propaganda as well. They are instilling fear of the unknown. People are worried about what happens, you know, after the NPF goes. That's really neither here nor there. They have to go. They go. They will see what happens.
Yes, hold on, Jamela. Let's bring in Chonga Kanemera. I think Rich is still trying to come in, but he's got some challenges with his mic. I think I'm trying to call him as well here. Go ahead. I think we are remaining with roughly about 4 or so minutes. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I think my question to Mr. Jamela is what about the issue of the coronavirus in Zimbabwe, COVID-19. Is he seeing the government doing enough to make sure that people are safe from this pandemic?
Yes, okay. Before bringing in maybe Jamela, let me try Charumbira again. Mr. Charumbira, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mr. Charumbira? I think it's still got a challenge. So, Mr. Jamela Chonga is asking about COVID-19. He says, do you think the government is doing what it can in Zimbabwe as of now?
Of course not. Of course not. We as a party, we don't even believe the figures that are being produced every day. For starters, we know that not enough testing is being done right now. We know that Minister of Health was fired because of corruption. You know, the money that was stolen, there's so much that the government, you know, should be doing or could be doing that they're not doing because they have taken over the resources of the state and pocketed them completely. So as a result, there's just no way they can do what they're supposed to do because the government coffers are empty, but, you know, their pockets are full.
Yes, can you hold on there? I think we've got Busango. Mr. Busango, welcome to the program, but we're only a few minutes to go. So tell us a bit about tell us a bit about what you think about the forthcoming the planned protest.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me just quickly. I'll be very quick. I'm just going to touch briefly about things that were said by my brother from the ZAPU. Party there.
Yes.
I think first and foremost, I don't think his sentiments and where he's coming from is very right for Zimbabweans at this point. As he knows that we, ZANPF and ZAPU, we are brothers. We're brothers in arms. We fought together, planning to remove the white evil regime in Zambia. And then we later on went to Tanzania and then from Mozambique. And then ZANPF was formed in 1963 at one of my brother at the Vele, not the Shona, Enos Ngala's house, who later on became a minister in the ZANPF government. So to say that, of course, there were grievances. You know, there were grievances in the brothers in the struggle. And those grievances, we cannot go back to those grievances as children of Zimbabwe today. Dr. Ngomo, after the grievances with the ZANPF elite, they joined hands and then he became the vice president of Zimbabwe. And we all know that. We all know that he is buried at the National Shrine.
I'm so sorry that we have to cut you short there. I know that
Okay.
Mr. Washington Jamela wanted to react to what you're saying. And I know that this is a very topical issue. Chonga, but our time is out, so we have for today, Zimbabwe, we're with our guest, Vusumuzi Sibanda, who is in South Africa, Regis Busango of ZANPF, he lives in Canada, and then I've got Mr. Washington Jamela in Chicago, here in the USA, and then we're Joseph Chuma in Bulawayo. Signing off in Maryland is Jonga.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri, from Maryland. Pamadiro Pemba Gibbs, Dutch Murra, Kanaka Terry.
Bye bye, Siamakulu.